we're behind and they're ahead.
Why is that?
They scored more than we did, and we were pretty crappy on defense. It's been fun.
It's Bosa. It's Bosa. I always struggle.
Game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
Everybody, line up. Every parent's mad at you day one. You're like, look, I didn't hit him. I just demonstrated what it would be like if they crossed a line.
Listen, I didn't take 18 years of taekwondo for no reason.
You come in a karate gi.
Guess what your child won't do, though? They won't cross that line.
All right, you guys want to start?
Yeah,
let's start. All right. Welcome to Basketball Stories, a podcast where we talk about stuff with basketball.
And stories.
Yep. Hello, true. I'm Dan.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Cleveland. And what are we talking about today, boys?
We're getting Minnesota specific today.
Yeah, we're talking about two criminal cases that deal, well, I guess we're involved with two Minnesota players, one from the WNBA, Minnesota Lynx, the other from the NBA, Malik Beasley. With the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I will say, I watched a bunch of those, like, you know the YouTube videos that are just guys who will, like, narrate their own thing when they clearly should have, like, hired a voice actor?
Mm-hmm.
I watched a bunch of those about Malik Beasley, and the number of dudes calling him Malik Beasley is
it's rough.
Atrocious.
It's rough, yeah. Malik Beasley.
Terrence Malik Beasley, the greatest director and shooting guard of our generation.
Malik Beasley. A walking bucket.
It's, yeah.
Which one do you guys want to tackle first? We can do Miami and the Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, I feel like starting with Miami is a better lead into Malik Beasley's thing.
Yeah.
Or do it.
So basically, Miami is basically an angel.
Yeah.
She very religious, and it's not my thing. I don't know how you guys feel about the.
She does it in the way where it's like she walks the walk.
Yes.
And those people, it's easy to respect them.
Yes.
Yeah. And Dan's saying that because he feels like he's one of those people, too.
That's right.
Are you religious?
I am deeply Baha'i.
deeply Baha'i?
Yeah, I'm religious, but it's that one. I go to that temple out in...
I'm bi for Jesus.
Yeah, I'm bi for
bi
Jesus.
I'm bi for Jesus.
Oh, Baha. No, have you seen that temple in, like, it's by Northwestern's campus, the Baha'i temple? It looks like it's from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I don't know what that religion believes, but
tax write-offs.
I 100% subscribe to it. If if they're caked up to have a mansion like that, I'm in.
Caked up?
No, but, like, there's, like, the Dwight Howard version of, like, I'm very religious, and it's, like, he uses it to, like, shame porn stars on Instagram.
Which is crazy, because Dwight Howard, like, the rumors that circulate about him is insane. Just raw dogging it, like...
Well, his move is he'll fuck some Instagram model and then be, like... You need Jesus in your life.
It's like, you would have sex with me. Something's fucking wrong
with
you.
That's real wrong.
Something's real wrong.
Didn't he have, like, a thing, too, where he was, like, in underage girls' DMs?
In Undergirls?
And Undergirls.
I love that movie.
Wasn't he kind of like the Chris D'Elia?
That's Australian women. I slid into some undergirls' DMs.
Now I'm arrested.
No, the one I knew about him was when he had like the love triangle that was like him, Mary Carey, that porn star from the 90s, and Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
Really?
It was like he like went over to her house and was like yelling at her in the bathroom, and like Joey Fatone was parked in front of it like beeping his horn. It was just like the worst love triangle ever.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But Maya Moore is the dead opposite.
That's
incredible. I forgot what we were talking about there.
Incredible segue.
But she does all the stuff. She's real outspoken.
She took a year off. That's
she took a year
at the
off
height of her
prison reform.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
At the height of her skill and ability, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And made like a huge impact too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, she. I mean, like. Her resume as a player is, like, unimpeachable.
Because
she's won at literally, like, every level in a way that I can't think of anyone else.
Carmelo
Anthony.
She won at
high school, college, NBA, and then, like, three, like a EuroLeague and a Chinese league. Mm-hmm. She's because yeah,
she's like one of the greatest like
just toured the country whipping
basketball
ass.
Players of time. What?
She just toured the country or like the whole world just whipping.
I mean,
because
the WNBA players they can't like just.
Yeah, every play WNBA here. Player, like, in their offseason, they go and play in, like, Russia. Or
and they
China.
Have to because they get paid shit.
Yeah, because they get paid the same as, like, a Denny's waitress.
Yeah, like, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she, when she was, I believe, 18, because, like, she is so deeply religious that her family went on, like different missions and things like that and, like, toured speaking about the word of God. And she says that how, like, you can see God's presence and how perfect the world is, and I'm like, I'm not so sure the world is perfect. Yeah. But
perfect might not be the right word.
Perfect definitely might not be the right word. But she met Jonathan Irons, the man she helped when she was only 18, and his story influenced her so much that she was like, I have to stay in contact, I have to help out. And I guess the story starts is that they just say he burglarized someone when he was 16 and then shot them, but there is no witness to say that it was him. And like, there's proof that points that he was not there, but they wouldn't allow it.
Oh, the amount of like bad procedure that went on in investigating him is insane.
It's nuts.
He was interviewed by one police officer. Mm-hmm. It was not recorded. There was
no guardian.
There was fingerprint evidence that would have exonerated him. That was mm-hmm. like removed as evidence.
Like they just did whatever the fuck they wanted to.
Yeah.
Then when they came, they asked the person who was shot. He was like, I can't tell you who shot me. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And in the lineup, the cops told him, but like, if you had to take a best guess.
What?
Who did it? And they just chose.
They just chose
Jonathan.
Like, yeah, they chose him, and they were like, "All right, we're gonna convict that guy."
That's it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who? If he would have picked anyone else, they would have gotten the same treatment.
Same exact treatment. What? He was sentenced to 50 years as a 16-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, he is like the most textbook. Like this guy got fucked over.
Super fucked over, and he maintained his innocence the entire time. He was like, "I'm not guilty. It was not me. I was not there. I will not succumb to this." And Maya, like, she was like, I believe in him. I believe in his story from such a young age.
Yeah. She met him 2007, like, senior year in high school, right?
Before she started. And then, like, yeah, and then went on to.
Can you imagine that? Like, as a senior in high school, I was such a dipshit. There's no way I would have been like, let's talk about prison reform
exactly.
and try to get.
She went with her, I think it was her aunt and uncle, visiting this guy in prison. And she, like, went along because it was a part of their church.
Mm-hmm.
And she met him and. I guess when he met her, he like says, he's like, yeah, I was like very like not talkative. Like, I just assume like I'll see these people one time. They don't give a fuck about me.
Of course.
I mean, the world has turned their back on you.
Hey, precisely. I mean, look what the world's done to you. It gave you 50 years as a child for doing nothing wrong. And I guarantee you there's some of the prosecutors or cops that were like, no, he was the right guy. It was him. They just refuse to believe that they can be wrong.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I remember one time I got my cell phone stolen and I went to the police to like, I have like the cell phone tracker thing. And it was like, literally I went and was like, hey, my phone is at this address. Can we go get it? We go, we get it. They like take the guy in and then they like hold me at the police department all day and they bring in, they wait for detectives to show up and they bring in like pictures of guys and they're like, who did it? Pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah.
I was like, we know it was the guy who had my like. The guy who had that guy talk to him. I'm not like, I didn't see the guy's face when my phone got taken. Maybe this guy bought it off him. And they showed me a bunch of pictures and they're like, pick one. I was like, I don't recognize any of these people. And they're like, no, you have to pick one. I was like, no. And they're like, then they like, eventually they're like, if it had to be one, who would it be? And I said, I don't recognize any of these, but if I'm picking one, that guy. And they do just wear you down. And they go, that's not who it was. And I go, then why the fuck did we just do that?
Yeah. What is the point?
Yeah.
Guys, I've been thinking, like, I think cops are kind of bad.
Yeah, I think cops are bad, yes.
Yeah, if you had to,
I think there's some corruption going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. And, just to, like, I don't know, to be 16 and have that happen to you, like,
man,
I wouldn't trust anybody.
Amazing that
hell no.
Good on him, though, for, like, saying, like, no, I'm innocent. Because I'm sure he could have just been, like, we'll give you 5 or 10 years or whatever if you cop to this. But it's like,
Yeah. No. And they talked to him when he was, like, again, a child with no adult or no guardian present. Yeah. So you can just have them, like, melt your brain and say whatever you want.
Wear you down.
Like, that's it. Like, it's crazy. But, you know. But yeah, so Maya, like, they dedicated their time to that. And, you know, as time went on, she became one of the greatest WNBA players of all time. Yeah.
She's got, like, MVP, a couple of finals MVPs.
Mm-hmm. Like two championships, maybe four, honestly.
Yeah, she has a multiple championship. Yeah. I think it is four.
Four? Shit ton of all-stars. She's, like, one of the best.
Yeah, played at UConn when they had their, like, 90-game win streak. God,
dude. Mm-hmm. Those teams, like, were never going to lose.
And I mean, she's...
Wasn't it, like, over three seasons or something like that they'd never lost a game?
They tested the velocity of, like, her swatting. Like, when she's... They said she's, like, one of the best, like, stealers in the WNBA. They said... Yeah. When she swats, it is faster than when a rattlesnake goes to snip at somebody.
Jesus.
She's that fast at swatting the ball out of your hands if she's defending you.
Damn.
Which is crazy.
Oh, her highlight reel is awesome because it's all like blocks and steals and then going coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is. She's the real deal. And like multiple people have been like, she's the greatest winner ever in the WNBA.
Yeah, I mean like. Yeah, and it's like, it's not that, because it's different, but, like, to take a time off at the height of your talent, you could say the same for Jordan, but Jordan was like, you know, I'm just going to go play ball. It wasn't like Jordan was like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, Jordan wasn't helping anyone.
Helping anybody. No. He was like, oh, I want to do this. But, yeah, it's interesting to see it. And so he was finally released in 2020.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that year she took off was, like, I feel like the narrative when that happened was like, she's doing this because of like BLM protests and wants to be a part of that. And I think that was part of it, but it was also like, that was the year for his final appeal.
Yeah, exactly.
And she had been friends with him for like 9 years at that point.
Yeah, it'd been going back like for years.
They would call each other before her games. Like they talked all the time. Mm-hmm. They were very, very close.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So close that when, a couple months after he was released, they got married to each other.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they are now living happily ever after,
as
one would assume.
I love watching interviews of them because it is like, they are the power couple that I love.
For real, yeah.
Yeah, they're so on the same page, and like both of them, all of their time is committed to prison reform now.
Yeah. Damn.
Because it's like, and it's also like, you can trust someone like that who is like, she could have easily left me in the dust and forgotten all about me and was like, I'm going to enjoy fame and my accolades and doing all of this stuff. But she like, I stayed on her mind and she wanted to help and she didn't stop. And she even took a year off for me for the last year, the final stretch, to make sure I was released. And, you know,
it worked. And it is like, I know that like we did the whole case for like, oh, this guy, you know, there was all this bad evidence and stuff. Once you've been, like, locked up that long or your case has been sitting around that long, you do not have a good shot of getting... Like, it doesn't matter how bad you were treated. Yeah.
Just don't care. They're just like, whatever, you're already in there. Aren't you used to it by now? Just like,
yeah.
Just like, shut up.
Just shut up. Just die in prison.
Just die in prison.
Just fucking go away. Like, what's the first thing
you... What, we gotta pay you money now?
Yeah.
We're doing new stuff, all right?
Yeah. What's the?
I'm trying to buy a tank.
What's the first thing you do if you get out of jail after being in prison?
Oh, I think food would be.
What's the first place you're going to? What's your first stop?
I'd want like a diner, like burger,
really?
Milkshake kind of thing, probably. Like food, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think
I would be food.
I'm going to like a giant cheeseburger.
But I'm saying like to a diner. A diner is like the.
I think I just got diners on my mind because I haven't been able to go to one for a year. And I'm like,
I love a late night.
Oh, why? Why? Why haven't you been able to go to a diner?
Oh, there was like this.
Kyle showed his penis in the diner. Oh,
I got banned from all the Denny's.
They have a picture of. If you see this man or his penis, do not let him in.
They're side by side, too. The pictures. There's one. There's a picture of my face and a picture of my penis. And honestly, no press is bad press. Yeah. Like, it's. Like it's been. Old, I wrote my cell phone number.
Poster. Yeah.
It's been good to me, man.
Yeah,
it's been doing good.
Yeah, you gotta get back out to a diner.
What would you get?
Probably like a Philly cheesesteak or something.
Yeah.
And like a milkshake. I like your idea of a milkshake.
Yeah, I want a dessert for sure. Yeah. Yes. I want some kind. I want like a fried appetizer, like calamaris or jalapeno
mozzarella sticks.
Sitting at the counter asking for milkshakes like it's like alcohol. I mean, like, keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
That shit blowing.
I'll tell you when I've had it.
You know?
Waitress!
Ding, ding.
The metal milkshake thing.
Well, I took a lactate. I can keep going. Like, fuck this
shit. Dude, I feel like there was one day me and Dan got like 44-ounce milkshakes.
Oh, yeah. We celebrated that Portillo's was opening up by us.
Oh, yo.
We each legitimately got like $30 of Portillo's.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was, what was it? It was
a cake shake.
It was a cake, which
that cake shake is incredible.
Which is like it's like 50 ounces of chocolate milkshake with a piece of cake inside.
It's
of
crazy
it.
Good.
I want to eat one right now.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, we can take a little trip when we done this. That's all, folks. Good night. But yeah, nah, like it's yeah. I would get some lit food. I would smoke something.
Mm-hmm.
Try to call a shorty up.
I would marry Maya Moore.
Yeah, like for real. I mean, honestly, like
coming
you can't
out and being married
you,
someone
yeah,
right away. That's
yeah,
pretty dope.
Yeah, can't. You can't be like, yo, I'm gonna go talk to these other girls, Maya. I'm gonna go see what it's like out here. Yeah. Like you're yeah.
Like I know you got me out of prison, but I was just thinking like I kind of want to like see like date other people. And
yeah,
see how
you
goes.
Know that girl that just walked by is very cute. I have been inside for a few years.
Yeah. Well, you either do it Jonathan Iron style or Bobby Shmurda style. Yeah. That's
Bobby Shmurda smile.
Bobby Shmurda smile.
Oh yeah, how I got
on. You want to know how I got on? Yeah, like with just three shorties right there next to you on the plane waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're all going to fuck. I'll be back in like a day or two.
We are going to get married shortly. But yes. I need bachelor party time.
Yes. Yes.
Give me a couple months. I mean, days.
Yeah. Give me like a week and I'll return.
Although, like, you do think about, like, couples and you're, like, you know, sometimes there's, like, a power imbalance of, like, you know, this person helped the other one, like, get through law school or something and it's hard to repay that. I cannot imagine ever trying to have an argument with my girl if it was, like, so remember when I got you out of prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like you stay bringing up old shit.
Yeah,
like,
I guess I will be doing dishes.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, you're trying to argue about like what kind of rug you should get.
Yeah. It's like, damn.
Yeah. That's old news.
Well, seeing as how I got you out of prison, you could probably just take the trash out right now, right?
Oh, we're gonna talk about prison again.
Oh, blah, blah,
I'd be like,
blah,
I was
blah,
wrongfully blah. Convicted. I should not have been there. Yeah. Like, fuck that. I'll be like, you will not hold this over me. I shouldn't even have been there.
Take the recycling out too, bitch.
System is corrupt and so is this relationship. Your attitude is insane right now.
Yeah. You want to do Thai food? I want to do Indian food. I got you out of prison.
Yeah. So you would just be doing prison food if you wasn't.
Yeah.
Thai food sounds
why don't
better.
Why don't you look it up and see what you'd be having today if I wasn't in your life?
Huh, it looks like Thai food. They got all these different kinds of curries and prison has commissary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you want to eat Lay's for dinner again?
I'm gonna try to make a pizza with Lay's potato chips again.
Yeah, right?
And some cherry tomatoes you found.
I'll tell them that you told me you did it. Like, I'll tell them. I mean, like, I'll go to the judge and be like, wait.
I would like to take this back.
But yes. But yeah, if we go across town, across to the
to the NBA
team, this story is, I'll let Dan, if you want to.
Oh, yeah, Malik Beasley.
A part of the worst team in the NBA right now.
Yeah. All right, the story I'm about to say is great, but one of the more impressive things is if you look up what happened to him, almost every article also goes like, and he'll probably be traded this season because he's the best asset on this team.
Yeah.
Which says a lot about like how bullshit people in the know obviously think the charges against him are and how good of a player he is.
Yes, he is probably the second best player on Minnesota.
Yeah. Better than D'Lo?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, at least
he can play
as far as production this year, he has been better than D'Lo.
Like, I guess I would want him on my team before I'd want D'Lo on my team.
Yeah.
I would too. Like, D'Lo is a facade. No offense to him. Like,
he's not even a listener anymore.
You know, and it's...
he stopped listening.
Like, and it made no sense for them to get him because it's like, it's just you need a dog. Like, Cat already like doesn't want to really play defense, even though he's gotten better this season. It's like that wasn't the team was ridiculed by Jimmy Butler for being soft, and you don't remedy that by adding D'Angelo Russell to
perhaps
the team.
one of the softest players.
Yeah, so it was doomed to fail from the beginning. And
but
now
wasn't
Cat
that just Cat loved D'Lo?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, this guy.
They,
but
they
like,
only brought in D'Lo because they're like, this will make sure we can re-sign Cat,
and you get off Wiggins, which is like fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think for everything, like Wiggins, I mean, your pick in Wiggins is better than having D'Lo on this team right now.
Oh, 100%.
Wait, they gave up a pick?
Yeah, they don't even have their pick this year.
No.
The Warriors
Golden
have
State
it.
Golden State has their pick again.
No.
It's a bad
Golden State's
going
to be awesome because they're about to have a high draft pick in the most loaded draft. It's amazing no one's tanking this year. Because this draft class is.
I kind of like that though. Because like the fact that the league is just like the only team that's trying to tank is Detroit. I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
I feel like
else
the
is trying
has
to
made
play.
People like be like, yeah. All right, well, we got a shot.
And seeing too, like with the I think Brooklyn changed a lot for like just seeing like no one wants to see your team be a dumpster fire.
No.
And then come to save it. They want to see that you are building something that's worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And that like you are competing hard out, like, and then that is what will change it. Like, they don't want to see like a bottom of the barrel team every year. Like nobody cares.
No. They would much. I think players too would like much rather join like a team that was like won 48 games last year than like a team that was like, oh, we can't get over the hump of like 28 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We suck, but we think we could be good with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're 19. Why don't you save our franchise?
Yeah.
You're old enough to not rent a car.
Yeah.
Save our franchise.
Please, little guy. Thanks, little guy.
Beasley's kind of a really good example, too, of what can happen if you put, like, a good player on a young player on a team that's trying to win.
Because,
like, he was pretty underrated when he was with Denver.
Yeah.
Because he was, I mean, he's behind Gary Harris, who at the time everyone thought was, like, this is going to be a great.
And now he's, like, one of the worst contracts in the league.
Well, when they made the decision to, like, move on from Beasley, Gary Harris looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they had Will Barton, so it was like they already didn't feel like they had enough minutes for these two guys. So they trade Beasley to Minnesota, and while he's there, he gets arrested because I believe it was a police car was like out in front of his house, and he – because someone had called on him and said, like, it smells like weed from his house.
No, it was the SUV. So apparently there was, like, a fucking home tour.
Yeah, it was a home tour, and they put his address on it. That's what happened. That's why he got pissed off is because they were doing home tours, and they kept fucking driving to his house.
Yeah, and he had signs that was, like, do not enter or do not come this way. And, like, they drove an SUV, this couple, and they had the stupid little kid with them as well. And he, no offense to the child, if you're listening, hello.
Subscribe.
Rate and subscribe.
Your tiny little dumbass hand subscribe.
Your tiny little stupid fingers to rate and subscribe. But yeah, so he saw that another car came up. I guess he was pissed and took a rifle.
Yeah.
Pointed it at the window and was like, get off my property.
Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck out of here. And they called the cops on him.
As soon as they're like, where were you? And they were like, oh, we were on his property.
It's case closed.
Then get the fuck off the phone right now.
Yeah. But you see a black man with a rifle
this is so frustrating because I know so many white people that have done this exact fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a home tour, but like, exact fucking thing where they're like, you know, someone, a car they don't know pulls up in their driveway, they meet them with a gun.
Yeah.
That's how like shit works. Yeah. But if it's a black guy doing it who's like 6'5",
you have to imagine he's in like the nicest neighborhood.
Chill. I hit Dan's foot with my foot and he's he told
I don't fuck with that.
I'm always rubbing feet.
I don't fuck with that.
Don't
right?
step on my shoes. That's a huge problem.
But, you know, like, as they call the cops, and this is the bullshit, because I get that he should not have taken a rifle, but, like, whatever. But the cops come to his home, and they say that there's an overwhelming stench.
I love that word.
Yeah. Overwhelming. Weed smells like weed.
Weed
period.
Smells like weed. Also, he's in a mansion.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it smells like weed in here. It probably smells like pussy too.
Exactly.
I'm rich.
I'm fucking rich.
If gold coins had a smell, that'd be
awesome,
bitch.
Like, fucking, Scrooge McDuck, it's dripping in here. Dripping. It's pussy water in there. Take a dive.
Also, like, dude has $60 million. He's not like 40 yards from his neighbors. He's got a compound.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one's near his house.
Also, what the fuck am I going to do in Minnesota except smoke a shit ton of weed?
Yes.
It makes no sense to call that in. And
yeah.
Like,
So I guess that gave them probable cause to go inside his home, and then
this is where Malik does fuck up, is that he has unregistered guns.
Yes.
Which
is bad in any state.
Yeah, that's the one thing where it's like, okay, you did like break the rule that even I would like to see like kind of repealed, of like, yeah, we can't have unregistered guns. We need to know how many guns there are in this country. Yeah. At the same time though, like, plenty of people who are like legal gun owners, if you buy from like one of those like gun conventions, which are huge.
Yeah, like a trade show and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of technically an unregistered gun.
If you get a gun, if you buy a gun off of your friend or something.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
which happens all the time with fucking gun nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is not. Yeah.
In some states, you don't have to register them.
Really?
I don't think so.
Jesus.
I don't think you have to register your gun in every state.
Damn.
Because there's like, because Illinois does like a FOID card.
Yeah.
So you're a registered firearm, like, owner.
Yeah.
Like, you're not.
You're registered. The gun is not.
Which is actually probably, like, I would argue that Illinois probably does firearms better than anyone. Because there is, like, an actual screening process.
Yeah.
It takes
a little bit to get your FOID card.
It takes a while. Well, now it does. Right now, it's. Because
everybody was like, I got to get a fucking gun.
Yeah.
So honestly, if you're listening,
me
now,
and the Biden
now,
boys got
but
pieces.
Now's the time to get guns.
But
now
also,
everybody's calmed down.
Yeah, get a gun.
Yeah, get a gun.
Now. So
get
when
a
it,
gun. Get a, and if you don't have a gun, get the card, and then when you feel ready to get a gun, get a gun.
Yeah.
And then
but at least
it.
Get the card.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it. But yeah, no, it's just crazy. What did they? Would you say they charged him with something?
They charged him with possessing, and what was it? What was the specific wording? It's like. There was like, because they're charging him for two different charges with the gun.
Yeah,
because it's like
possession,
it's
of like
obtaining
stolen property.
It was obtaining. It was like getting it and then also having it.
Yeah.
It was just like go fucking figure, you dumb fucks. Like, yeah,
they charged him with
only,
same crime
yeah,
twice.
Not only did I buy groceries, I now
you
have.
You also have them too. Like,
yeah, it was. Yeah, they did that weird thing where they like double up on stuff. And then I think they got him with like an intent to distribute, because they were like, we found a half ounce of marijuana.
Oh no, yeah, that's not true.
There was a letter next to it that said how to smoke marijuana. Like legit, like no dead ass. And there was a note next to the marijuana downstairs, which was like over a pound of weed.
Yeah, I was saying, it was like 1.7 or something like that.
And
pounds.
Like instructions. Called how
he
to
the
smoke
WikiHow
how
page
to
on
smoke
how to
marijuana.
Smoke
yes.
My man's a square.
I would love
even if you're selling weed. I don't know how
I
you
want
would
video
need
of
to.
Malik Beasley telling the police like I've never even smoked.
I've
weed
never even
before.
Done this.
That's
I'm like
so
learning.
I was trying to learn
yes.
how to smoke weed.
Someone told me a pound was a proper amount to
that's,
buy.
I mean, like all three of us have smoked weed our entire lives. We've probably never been around a pound of weed.
No. That's insane. Yeah.
Even whenever you get around an ounce, you're like Jesus,
yeah,
and like, that's like an illegal amount.
Yes.
To have. Yeah.
I thought in Illinois now you could possess.
You can possess an ounce.
Yeah.
I think it's past that where you're like in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Or past that, you just got to pay like $200-$300 or something like that.
It's also funny to think like when you hear a pound, you're like, oh, whatever. But then you're like, oh, wait a minute. That's like a pound of lettuce. Like it's just a giant amount
of. A lot of fucking weed.
It's a lot of fucking lettuce.
So yeah. So I guess when Malik Beasley ends, it's like you guys said he has to do 120 days in house?
House arrest.
He's got 120 days house arrest, or it's house arrest or work release, and he can do it out of season. Which
I'd be like, house arrest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not working.
But he still has a felony charge.
Dude,
like his charge,
it's
they
garbage.
They put it down from like a higher degree felony. But it's like, yeah, he's still like a con, which is fucked up.
And the way, like, if you look up articles on it too, it's always like, it's like painting him as like this absolute shithead, not someone that just like had people kept coming on his lawn for no fucking reason and he didn't know why.
Because of course, that's what they do to.
But they're like, you won't believe this act of violence. Yeah. That's the phrase I saw. An act of violence.
Hillbilly. Yeah. Like, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
come exactly. on my fucking lawn and see what happens. And I'll do a Malik Beasley.
So it's like he grew up in like the middle of nowhere, Georgia, too. And it's that's
some rural shit. Yeah.
If you're in Georgia, you fucking own guns. Mm-hmm. Like, that's also, I love, I went on his Wikipedia page expecting to find like, oh, maybe there's like a previous gun thing or like some other.
No, nothing.
Nothing. And his grandpa has been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, his grandpa's in Rudy.
His grandpa's in Rudy. Oh, yeah. His grandpa's in one of the Purge movies, I think.
Yes.
Which is, he should have been like, this is just family history. My family does the Purge.
Yeah.
And today was the wrong day to be on my lawn. Sorry.
Get the fuck out of here. We do a reverse Purge where if you come into my house, I kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'm here to introduce the reverse purge law.
Like, how did he get in here? It's an insurrection.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's tough, and because it sucks, because you know, again, like you said earlier, you know, it wouldn't happen if he was a white man.
Yeah, or if he was Brian Scalabrine, this would not be the same be like, case.
Oh, or a white woman.
Yeah, or a white woman.
Yeah, yeah, we've got to stop saying
that's
that
my bad. That's my bad. That is my bad.
We went too hard feminist in the first half of this podcast. Time to make up for it now.
Yeah, now we're doing boys.
Yeah, now it's a boys
club. For the boys.
Woo-woo!
Also, too.
Tell the producer, put a timestamp in there. We're switching over to boys pod now.
At 30:57, we would like to switch over to the boys pod. It's
an announcement that we are now a boys pod.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and, like, it also is nice for him that he had, like, the help of an NBA team to be, like, because that's muscle that you can flex.
Yes.
Because he was... I don't know if y'all noticed, but he was actually considering signing with the Knicks this offseason. But because Minnesota has stood next to him through everything, he was like, I feel like I owe them.
Yeah.
So he was like, I have to stay with them because they stood by me through all of this. And, you know, it's pretty admirable. You can't.
I like that a lot by him and the team. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Also, a quick thing I found looking him up is he is on the long list of people who have now made Scottie Pippen take kind of an L.
Really?
Yeah, he was caught out and about with Scottie Pippen's wife.
Larissa.
Scottie Pippen's wife. Her job is to make him sad.
Make him miserable.
She's good at it too.
Yeah, she's very good at it.
Yeah, I looked up like, and it was like, I guess he's Malik Beasley's also like married to another. I can't remember her name, but I looked her up, and I'm gonna say this right now is. Any NBA player who's married to a woman who has the most fake lips you've ever seen, his life is going to go bad.
Yeah.
It's
in kind of like a
she was
glorious
also charged.
Fashion.
His
also.
Wife was also charged.
Oh, yeah. Really?
As well. Yeah.
Oh.
For the marijuana in the home because it was their home together. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, that I like that in the boys part of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fucking take her down.
Charge women, too.
Let's get her!
The Timberwolves weren't backing her.
Yeah, You never
She's
come to practice.
Need help from
We help the boys and no one else.
But, yeah, I guess in closing, you know, just try to keep your head up in a corrupt, unjust country. Because you will be taken advantage of at some point. And
do not cop to doing anything you haven't done.
Hell no.
They will railroad you.
Yes. Plead the fifth every single time. Ask for your lawyer.
Don't say a word.
Do not talk to cops. Because their best interest, your best interest is not anything to them. They don't.
No, they're... Their job is to rack up as many convictions as possible. Mm-hmm. Whether, they don't care if it's
like
right
a reverse GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just numbers to you. It's just numbers to them.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck about you. Mm-hmm. So please take care of yourself.
It literally is the same of them having, like, we have to give out this number of parking tickets where it's like, if this number of people I arrest don't get convicted, it looks bad for my moving up to middle management or whatever.
Mm-hmm. God. What a dork.
That's, Cops are dorks.
Anyways,
they fucking suck.
Go get a real job. All right. I know that all the cops we have that subscribe and listen are probably pretty upset.
Hey, boys.
No. This is not a boys podcast now.
Rate and subscribe. If you're an ad, your ad can go here after all this.
Yeah.
Or at the beginning if you pay
or
us
whenever.
Enough.
Yeah.
We can
do it.
Or in mid-sentence if you're nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're trying to bring this thing back. Every week we'll be here.
We'll be here talking about basketball stories.
Yeah. If you got something you want to hear about specifically, hit us up on Instagram.
Or if you want to appear on the show. Not actually here, but if you like ask a question, mailbag.
Yeah, so yeah. We should do a mailbag for sure.
Send in an audio of you asking the question.
Yeah. That would be sick.
We'll play it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be perfect. We don't have to see each other, but we also would love to see you.
Yeah. And we get the aura of your voice, which is.
But
we wouldn't love to see you. Cleveland made a face. Yeah. We'd love to see you. I love to see my mom.
Yeah.
I would be pleasantly surprised to see you.
I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You listen? Right. Nice.
That's cool.
Very good. Very
good.
All
right. I got to go.
Gotta go.
We should go, though.
Yeah, we got to go. Bye.
All right. Rate and subscribe. Bye-bye.